that's a song. We're all dancing. Everybody in the studio is dancing here.
I always wanted to be a Pip.
Yeah. Is she in town? Is Gladys Knight
in town? Oh, my gosh. Gladys Knight is in
town. The one and only.
The one and only.
Wow.
Don't be lonely. Go see the one and only.
Yeah.
Gladys Knight, who's headlining the Soul Food. I'm still dancing.
Yeah, you still are.
So I can't help it.
Pull yourself together.
I like it when the Pips make that train sound. He's a superstar, but he didn't go far. Love that. Anyway, Soul Food Festival starring Gladys Knight.
But she's not with the Pips any longer.
She's been Pipless since the late 1980s, but I have a feeling that everybody out there Saturday night at Argosy. It's going to be at E.H. Young Park in Riverside, right next to the Argosy Casino.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a soul food, music and a food festival. So you've got your oxtails and your ribs and your greens and, wait for it, macaroni and cheese.
Well, whoa.
And you got your soul music. Others on the bill include Silk Troop, a guy by the name of Life Jennings, who apparently is a bit of a heartthrob with the ladies, and Urban Mystic. But let's face it, Gladys Knight, she's what it's all about. She's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the Pips. She won 7 Emmys, 3 of them with the Pips. Notice how I keep coming back to the Pips.
Yes,
yeah. I'm the
You
the
just like to say
Pip.
That word.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I'd like to sing with her. And we all can if we all go to the show. Let's see. She had the original chart hit for I Heard It Through the Grapevine on Motown Records with the Pips.
Huh.
It was eclipsed, that's fair to say, I think.
By Marvin Gaye.
By Marvin Gaye, also on Motown. But, I mean, so popular were Gladys Knight and the Pips as the opening act for Diana Ross and the Supremes, I guess in the late 60s, that they were actually removed from the opening slot on the Supremes tour because, one rule, the rule when you're the opener is you never shine brighter than the stars who come after you.
Yeah.
So, she's going to sing Midnight Train to Georgia, maybe twice if we ask real nice. You're the best thing that ever happened to me, another big hit for her. And she'd be naughty not to do That's What Friends Are For, which was her big 1986 AIDS benefit single along with Elton John, Stevie Wonder, and Dionne Warwick.
And the sandcastle virtues are all swept away in the tidal destruction, the moral malaise. The elastic retreat rings the close of play as the last wave uncovers.
And speaking of old timers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Not you and me.
No, that could, yeah.
Beyond you and me.
Of course not.
Well, I see Kim Noble on the other side of the glass of British descent, as is Ian Anderson, who's very nicely singing.
She probably
singing.
Knows Ian Anderson.
She probably does know. Nod, Kim. Do you know Ian? I see.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a very interesting response I see there. We can't go into that. But
yeah.
Anyway, Ian Anderson.
I think she likes Ian Anderson.
Oh, I think she does.
Yeah.
Ian Anderson, intelligent, playful. A bit of a parodist, which we might have time to get into briefly here.
Hmm.
Okay, 1972, big year for Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull being the British rock band, born in the late 60s. Ian Anderson being the flute-playing frontman, singer,
yes.
songwriter, you name it. Progressive rocker, 7:30 Sunday night, Kaufman Center for the Performing Arts.
Wow,
think
a place
about that.
To see you.
How cool is that going to
yeah,
be, right?
No kidding.
But 1972, let's go back. 1972 is a big year for Jethro Tull and Ian Anderson because that's when Thick as a Brick, which we just heard some of, came out.
Mm-hmm.
This was an album. It was one song. The album was one song. Do you recall that?
Yeah,
you were
guess.
Just a tyke.
Yeah.
Actually,
sort of.
Yeah, we're about the same age.
Yeah.
I always like to say you're a little older than me.
Yeah, probably a little.
Probably. Anyway, he's going to do Thick as a Brick. The whole thing again from 1972, the whole one-song album, right? And that was actually a parody of other progressive rock bands in 1972. They came out with Aqualung in 71,
yeah.
Jethro Tull, and all the critics said, oh, that's a concept album. He said, that's not a concept album. You want a concept album? I'll give you Thick as a Brick. Kind of made fun of Yes, kind of made fun of Emerson, Lake and Palmer. I don't think all the fans got hip to the joke because I think they took it seriously. It's great rock. It's great progressive rock. And it's all happening Sunday night at the Kaufman Center. Jethro Tull's Ian Anderson.
All of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. A very different sound.
But you immediately recognize that distinctive warble, do you not?
I do not.
David Byrne. Come on, Talking Heads.
Did I know
heads.
David Byrne?
You know
talking
David
heads.
Byrne.
Okay,
talking
yeah,
Heads.
Okay,
take
right,
me
okay.
to the river and wherever else he tells
yeah,
you to
yeah,
go.
Right, right, right.
Okay, let's get on the treadmill of weekend fun here. We got a lot of ground to cover. David Byrne and St. Vincent. St. Vincent is a gal who, by the name, the real name of Annie Erin Clark, a young New Yorker. She's a very quirky, quality singer-songwriter. She's teamed up with David Byrne of Talking Heads fame. They do wonderful alternative music, put out an album called Love This Giant last year.
8 p.m. Friday at the Crossroads.
Friday night at the Crossroads KC. Be there.
Dance.
Yeah, what a movie.
Yes.
1980-something, Flashdance, that was a hit movie. Now they have a hit musical based on the hit movie. It's at Starlight Theater starting tonight through Sunday. Do you buy this plot? A working-class girl from Pittsburgh wants to be a professional dancer, so she's a steel mill welder during the day, an exotic dancer at night, but she really wants to be in a prestigious ballet company. I swallow that. I buy that. Sure, why not? It's happening at Starlight. It may not be for all the little kids. It's kind of sexy, but hey, you know, you got to learn sometime, right?
And finally today.
She had a shiny little Beamer with the ragtop down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around.
And what do we have here?
Well, that's a guy singing about a green tractor. You're going to get all colors of green tractors, and you can touch tractors and touch trucks. I wish we had more time to go into all the crazy details, but it's family fun. Tractor Days and Touch a Truck Agricultural Festival. Garden tractor pull, kiddie pedal pull, mud run, 10 to 4 Saturday. Where else but the National Agricultural Hall of Fame in Bonner Springs?
And that's Brian McTavish. Yep. Again, all his picks are on our website, kcur.org. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.